Josh, sounds like the game plan today was kind of throw it up and let those guys exploit the one-on-one matchups a little bit.
Yeah, you know, team like Kansas City plays so much man. The opportunities that we thought we were going to have coming into this game, we didn't have, you know. But when we had them, gave our guys chances and our guys made play after play after play.
Talk about how these some of your receivers fight for the ball. You put it up there and they really go after it.
Yeah, no doubt. I mean, Mike's been doing it since his rookie year. Vincent, I mean, he's a guy that we know is going to make those plays. And it's only my first year with him, but even then, he's made so many plays for us. And then, even Tyquan, you know, stepping up and making that play that he did, you know, it was huge. You know, it's good to see those guys, and we have all the faith in the world in those guys. And when we get a one-on-one matchup, we like to take advantage of it.
Are these all the possibilities you thought about when you brought Vincent here and teaming him with Mike?
You know, can't really say. You know, you have pictures of visions in your head of certain plays, but yeah, no. I mean, we knew Vincent, what kind of player Vincent was. You know, he's going to go out, he's going to make plays. But I can't say that I knew exactly what plays he was going to be making, you know. But no, I mean, it's great to have Vincent. Great to have him as a teammate. I mean, a fellow captain. I mean, he's a guy, he's a leader. And then he goes out and he makes play after play on Sundays, you know. And there were two scoring drives that were really, and we had a couple runs on one, but a lot of it was Vincent.
Can you talk a little bit about Mike's first catch of the 62-yard touchdown where he goes up? He described that catch as routine.
I mean, he makes those catches. Now, if you got him one-on-one with a DB plan, it doesn't matter what leverage, but you just give him a high ball, give him a chance. And I can't say I've ever seen played with a guy with the ball skills like Mike Williams. You know, it doesn't really matter where you put it. I mean, he's going to find a way to make a play on it.
Talk about the fourth quarter on the three losses. The fourth quarter has been kind of your Achilles heel, but today you kept the foot on the gas, kept putting the points on the board and not letting up. And Coach talked about it. There was a lot of discussion about that on the sidelines.
Yeah, no, that's what it is every week, you know. And I thought it was great to come out and see how we ran the football. I mean, Doug, LeGarrett, and, I mean, the whole offensive line, you know, those guys were at their best when we really needed it at the end of the game.
You had the early pick. Talk about it. I mean, it's almost as if you didn't blink. You just kept going. And
yeah, I mean, that's kind of what you got to do. You know, you can't really let a negative play or a really positive play affect how you approach each snap, you know. And, yeah, I mean, you're going to throw interceptions. You know, it's a National Football League. It happens. But, I mean, you can't buy into the, oh, you threw a pick. Now the rest of the game is going to go downhill. You know, you just have to play it one play at a time, move on to the next play. Get the play, do the assignment, identify the defense, and I mean, keep rocking and rolling.
Josh, there's always going to be a lot of chatter about the quarterback when a team's not winning. You guys were 1-3. How much of that did you pay attention to, and how big of a win is this for you personally to have this kind of a game?
You know, you look at it simply as, I mean, nothing anybody says outside of our building has any effect on us. You know, people can say they want to throw the ball deep, they want to run the ball, they want to do whatever, but we know who we are. And, I mean, you just have to continue to work, continue to prepare like we're preparing, and then go out on Sundays and play, you know, just play football. You know, we got the talent, we got the pieces, you know, we just have to go out and play.
There are a lot of great receiver tandems in the league, you know, Green Bay, Atlanta. Where do you think Jackson and Williams stack up?
I haven't really watched Green Bay, Atlanta, really any other receiving core. You know, when we watch other teams, we watch them strictly for to watch the defenses. You know, you don't really watch each play, you don't really look at the stats. So I don't know. I mean, they're the best one we've got, so we're going to use them as much as we can.
Was today about as complete a victory as you think this team has had? I mean, I feel we only had two, but I mean, is this kind of a blueprint for how you want to do it on both sides of the ball?
You know, we want to win point blank. You know, I the defense played extremely well. Rondé's interception return was incredible. You know, the whole play, but yeah, I mean, this is how you look at a game. I mean, obviously, turnovers, you can't have them. There are a few negative plays, but, I mean, it's going to happen. But you just have to – I mean, it's the way the guys responded. You know, there was never a time where guys were nobody doubts themselves, you know. And it doesn't matter which game you're talking about. You know, everybody's moving forward. Everybody extremely competitive, wanting to win, and wanting to execute their job, their piece of the puzzle. You know, so, you know, we just have to get back next week, continue to work, and find a way to win again, you know, and we talk about one game seasons. All right, this game's over. We go back and review the film tomorrow, and we're on to the next game. So definitely excited about the opportunity to come back and play next week.
Josh, you gave us a pretty good description of Mike as a receiver. How would you describe Vincent as a receiver?
Very similar. You know, Vincent's he's like a technician, you know, but he's extremely fast, runs precise routes, and I mean, he's got great hands. And he's a guy that, I mean, once he catches the ball, you know, he's so big, so physical, but yet he's extremely fluid. You know, it's Vincent's great all-around receiver.
Josh, I know you want to be balanced, you know, as an offense when you can be, but is that what this league has become, is when you have those receivers on the outside, take those shots and give those guys chances to make plays?
It depends on the offense. You know, it really does. It depends on what your team's trying to accomplish and who you're playing. You know, but, you know, today we felt like the Chiefs had some really good corners. We felt like we'd have some opportunities to get one-on-ones. And at that point, it's a matter of giving our guys a ball that they have a chance to make a play on. You know, our guys made some play after play today, you know, so.
Josh, you lose the starter the day before this game. Were you curious to see how this team was going to respond to that? I mean, it didn't seem like you blinked at all. It just, you know, go forward, you lose a guy, and it didn't seem to look like it affected you.
It wasn't really today. Wait to see how everybody responds. You know, it's you kind of, everybody said how they were going to respond. First day, you know, first day of practice coming up. So, you know, you got to spend a lot of time getting ready to go to the bye week, practice on Wednesday. And, you know, it's real easy to take that practice for granted. You know, just, I can't wait to get this break. Let's just get out of here, you know. But everybody came, and it's been, up-tempo. Guys have been locked in, you know, regardless of what the practice was. And then I put the pads on Monday, same thing. You know, guys are bouncing around. There's energy. There's execution. And, you know, that's when, I mean, look at it, and guys already said what they're going to do. You know, we're going to come out and we're going to continue to play our brand of football. And we lost a few close ones, but you know, we're going to keep going at it. You know, talking about chopping wood, using the axe. You know, you got to keep going back, you got to keep working, and I mean, that's the only way you have a chance.
Thank you. Thanks, Josh.